Guess who? I know you're in there. Open this fucking door, or else!
That's better. Now let me in. I'm sick of standing around in this hallway. Now, close the door and lock it. We got some business to discuss. I just finished my statistics midterm. The one that you were kind enough to give me the answers for. And guess what? I got a lower grade than you. Do you want to explain how the fuck that would happen? Huh? Bullshit! There's no way the professor caught on. I made sure my answers were unique enough to avoid suspicion. There's another lie! I watched him grade the exams by hand. He didn't scan them with any anti-cheating software. What kind of dumbass do you take me for? Wanna know what I think? I think you fed me some wrong answers on purpose. You're trying to piss me off, is that it? It's too late to play innocent, you fucking dork. I found you out. Now I'm in danger of failing the course, and you're gonna help me blow off some steam. How? Well, we're gonna play a game. See this roll of duct tape in my hand? It's part of the game. First, go sit in that nerdy computer chair of yours. Okay, now put your arms on the armrests. Did I fucking stutter? Do it before I burn one of your textbooks! I knew you'd see reason. Now hold still. You won't be going anywhere. Now for your mouth. You look so scared. Probably wondering what I'm gonna do to you, huh? Well, like I said, I gotta blow off some steam. I normally do that by fucking my boyfriend. At least I did until he broke up with me and moved out of the state. Whatever. The coward probably can handle me anyway. It's not my fault I like sex so much. I'm single and I need someone to fuck. So, I'm gonna use you. Don't get any funny ideas. This is for my pleasure, not yours. You're just a fucking blow-up doll that does schoolwork for me. First, let's get these pants out the way. You wear boxers? What a loser. Huh. That's an okay-looking dick. Not that any girl would want it. Besides me. And I only want it because I need to get off. But first, I gotta make you hard. This better not take long. Stop squirming and just let it happen. Don't kick me either, or you'll regret it. You're getting hard pretty quickly, fucking perv. At least it looks like you're good to go. See how much easier life is when you do what I say. Time for my pants to come off. This belt is always such a fucking pain to deal with. Finally. What the hell are you staring at? I keep my pussy trim, so what? You may be like a foot shorter than me, but you'll be easy enough to mount. Good thing your stupid chair doesn't have wheels.
And if I break your dick, it's not my fault.
Got it? Fuck, that feels good. I'm gonna ride the hell out of this thing. For a blow-up doll, you ain't half bad.
I'm starting to enjoy myself. Going this long without dick should be a crime. Yes. Yeah. Take it, you fucking... Hey, why are you squirming again? I thought I told you not to. Huh? What the... Did you just come? God damn it! I should have known you'd fuck this up. I can't even... can't even let me have fun for more than a few minutes! You're starting to go soft. Might as well give up. Ugh, your dork jizz is all inside me. I'm not even in the mood anymore. I should leave you like this, but I'll be nice and get rid of the duct tape. Hold still. You blew your load pretty damn fast. Are you a virgin or something? No? Could have fooled me. So what is it then? Why'd you have to get my hopes up? You gotta be kidding me. You actually liked that? What kind of a freak are you? You liked that it was me doing it. Oh, enough with the bullshit. You had to have been thinking about somebody else. Are you sure you weren't thinking about anyone else? I wouldn't blame you if you did. Tall, bitchy tomboys aren't exactly popular with guys. to be honest, I don't know why my ex-boyfriend even dated me to begin with. He was probably scared I'd kick his ass. Speaking of my ex, there's something I want to confess. I actually broke up with him, not the other way around. Yes, it does matter, you idiot. It matters because of why we broke up. Over time, I realized that there was another guy I wanted. Another guy I was...
falling in love with.
You want to know who? Look, we're not friends. I don't have to say who it is. But I've said a lot already. So I guess I could tell you the rest. The guy I'm in love with is this wimpy freshman. A real fucking dork, you know? He plays video games, does really well in all his classes. And I duct taped him to his computer chair today. Yeah, it's you, dumbass. I'm in love with you. Happy now? I don't know. You're like the only person who puts up with me. You've never run to your friends or tattled to the college staff. Not even once. You just let me bully you. And I like that for some fucked up reason. I like being around someone who just lets me be myself. Even if myself is a colossal bitch. My ex hardly ever spent time with me outside of the bedroom. We'd bang each other, and then he'd ignore me for a while. It was shitty, but I convinced myself it was better than nothing. Looking back, I was better off single. Way better off. I taped you to your chair because I didn't ever think you'd want to fuck me.
But there's no way you'd come that hard if you didn't want to, right?
Tell the truth, dork. I need to hear it. Do you really like me? Even after everything I've done to you?
No shit.
You're serious, aren't you? Shit, well, Thanks. I'm sorry I raped you. It's probably the stupidest thing I've ever done. And I know I have no right to ask at this point, but could we, like, start over or something? I don't want to do stuff to you anymore. I want to do stuff with you. Understand? Huh? You want me to come closer? Sure, I guess.
So, why did you want me to...
You sneaky little... Let's get one thing straight. If we're gonna kiss, then I'm doing it first. Like this.
Got that? Good boy. Now, put your arms around me.
Looks like that garbage about opposites attracting was more than just Disney bullshit. Follow me to your bed. I want you to lay on top of me. Come closer so I can grab your ass. Yeah. Grind on me some more. Wait, you're getting hard again. So, do you think maybe we could... Okay. Stay put. I'll fuck you from the bottom this time. Yeah. Come on, dork. Move those hips. I don't want to do all the work. But slow down a little. I want you to last longer. Fuck. You're doing great. Just keep thrusting into me. Shit. I'm getting close. Don't fucking stop. I swear I'll end you. I swear. Yes. Yes. I needed that so badly. Hey, you didn't come as hard that time. I guess it's to be expected. Still, that was pretty damn good. I think I could get used to the idea of not being a colossal bitch. But
only to you, babe.
Everyone else is still fair game, right? Yeah. I just called you babe. What are you gonna do about it? You're really pushing your luck, aren't you?
Maybe I'll let that one slide because I love you so much. You may be an annoying dork, but you're my annoying dork. Mind if I crash on your bed for a bit?
I don't feel like going back to my dorm yet. No, I'm not suggesting we cuddle or anything.
Unless you want to.
Fine. But I get to be the big spoon. No objections. Now turn your ass over.
Babe,